T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Murder on the beat, so it's not nice.
For this life, I cannot change. And it is deep off in the main.
No Clint Sterner. No Ron the Show Hughley today. But B. Scott and Cecil Shorts got you covered on this Independence Day, man. I hope y'all are enjoying it, man. I definitely am. I don't get to see Cecil as much as I guess we used to see each other before the pandemic. But, man, this has been fun talking, like, during the show, during the breaks, man. We are enjoying it. And you know what? Can I be transparent? Like, I know the people are listening, but can I be transparent with you right now as we watch the Astros on the screen right now? They are trailing 2-0. I asked earlier in the show if this is a showcase of Jake Odorizzi, you know, for the trade deadline that is less than a month away. And they're down early, 2-0 to the Kansas City Royals in the first inning. And this is a bad job by me because I thought this game was later on tonight. I anticipated leaving this show with you at 6 o'clock and rushing over to Minute Maid Park after the show to make it there for what I thought was a 7:10 first pitch. I don't know how I overlooked or misread the time or where. This is a bad job by me because I'm one of the planners and organizers here at the station. And yeah, it's a good thing that I have a reason for not being there because I'm sitting up here with you doing the show. But yeah. I did not know that this game was going to be on while we were doing the show today. Well, that's kind of an interesting thing, a little bit behind the curtain for y'all.
That's all right, because you admitted to your mistake.
Yep.
And you're doing a darn good job on radio right now.
Yeah.
You're doing a darn good job. So you're making up for it.
Making sure that the airtime gets filled properly is a priority.
It's important.
And I'm sure what I can promise y'all is that Adam Spillane is there. That was probably the first thing that he did after we talked to him in the cross, right?
Probably went over there.
Grabbed
some lunch or something.
Exactly.
And went straight over there, yep.
But just to keep y'all updated, the Royals are up 2-0 on the Astros in the top of the first inning, and there are runners on first and second with one out with Jake Odorizzi on the mound for the Astros for the first time in a long time after getting hurt. I want to play a game with you, Cecil, and these are real popular in the spaces that I traffic in, radio, online, like the internet. Buy or sell. The internet loves rankings. List, which, you know, list is just rankings is a form of a list, and buying and selling, buying or selling. Okay. These are things that the internet and the radio people love to do. So we're going to play this game real quick with the Rockets. I want to have some fun with this because I think there are a lot of open questions about the Rockets going into this year that need to be answered. And we're going to project a little bit because I don't feel like we know for sure what the answers to these questions are, but I think this can be fun a little bit.
Okay, well, give me a second.
Yeah, so, yeah, let's go.
Buy and sell. Buying meaning I'm buying whatever the question is.
Yeah, so
Okay, I'm buying that. That's going
to
happen.
You buy this as a concept, as an idea, that what I'm going to present to you, I buy this. And the audience, I want y'all to feel free to participate because we're going to be reading y'all's text as well as y'all bring them in. Or feel free to text, call, whatever you want to do on this Independence Day. 713-572-4610. First thing is first here. Jalen Green as a number one option on a championship contending team. And I want to preface this by saying this has been a little bit of a controversy here at the station because our midday show in the loop does not seem to be sold on Jalen Green as a number one guy. They think he's Zach LaVine, or maybe there's some empty calories there. Maybe he's just a volume scorer that doesn't necessarily elevate you into a contender. Better off than you were before, but sort of burning daylight, so to speak. Do you buy or sell Jalen Green as a number one option on a championship contending team? And I want to hear from the audience, 2713572410. What about you? Or 416, excuse me. What about you, Cecil?
I had to make sure, I had to look up the stats real quick to make sure we're watching the same game as the mid show. Like, the same player as what the mid show, like, you know, with Lopez, the OG.
Well, and this isn't just to call out Lopez, the OG John Lopez, and Landry Locker. They've got some, and Fig believes in Jalen Green.
Okay.
So 2/3 of the show doesn't.
Okay.
But it's not just them. Like, because I wouldn't bring this to the people if it was just those two having some kind of contrarian opinion. Ocho, one of our texters, loyal listeners, has said he doesn't believe in Jalen Green, doesn't think his handle is good enough, thinks he's undersized. There are criticisms out there. These are not the only people who don't believe in him. So I want to hear more. I'm a little bit confused. I went to most of the Rockets home games last year, covered Jalen Green very close to the team, or about as close to the team as you can get. I'm trying to figure it out. Where are we at? Check the temperature of the room. Where are you at with this right now, Cecil?
I was talking to my dad on the way over here. He made a comment to me like, in the NBA, you can't be a number one option under 6'3". And I'm like, what you mean? He's like, look at the around the league right now.
Yeah.
And the guys that are winning the championships, you can't be under 6'3". Like, Steph Curry is around 6'3". Boom, 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 boom. He's our name, all this stuff off. I'm like, okay. So I do believe Jalen can be the guy. I think I was impressed with his scoring ability as a rookie. And I think you got to understand, too, that was just a sample size of what he can do, like, in my opinion. He's going to be able to continue to develop that three-point shot, continue to develop his handle, the defensive side of the ball. So, for me, he can be the guy, no doubt about it. It's just about surrounding him with the Jabaris and whoever else we need to make the team better. But I think it's no doubt about it, man, that he has special talent. He can be the guy, the number one option here to be a contending for a championship. And that's just my opinion.
Did you or your kids watch the Spider-Man? I'm blanking on the name of it, but it was the one with Miles Morales.
Yes.
It's the Black Spider-Man.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm so glad that you watched that. So I compare Jalen Green to Miles Morales in a lot of ways, in the sense that when I watched him early on, and the way that story goes is Miles Morales finds out that he's got Spidey powers but doesn't know how to use them, doesn't know how to be, doesn't know, he's got the powers but doesn't know how to be Spider-Man yet. And spoiler alert, he figures it out at the end of the movie somehow, or through time, right? You know, trial and error, I guess. But for a while, he's making a fool of himself trying, because he just doesn't know how to use his powers. And that is what Jalen Green looked like early in the season. He looked like Miles Morales with the Spider-Man powers that he just did not know how to use yet. Mm-hmm. Like, he's Spider-Man and just don't know it, or don't know how to be it, okay? Because he didn't know how to really pick his spots, didn't know how to channel his speed and use his speed properly to pick his spots and get off good shots. He was just honestly out there like a bat out of hell when he first got out there. And the endearing quality about him as a basketball player is that first step. The thing that the elite trait, obviously you see the dunks and you see like a lot of the highlights, the special athleticism, but it's really the speed and the first step and the ability to me, once he really figures it out as a ball player, to pick his spots and dictate where he wants to get on the floor at any given moment. And that's the thing to me that you're looking for in your primary scorer and in the leader of your team, to be able to put you on it, like, when you need to, okay, when you need that bucket, or when you just kind of need somebody to take over the game, take over the tone of the game, the momentum in the game, and you need to get a ball to this guy. I feel like Jalen Green is still a ways off from fully figuring that out. You saw it toward the end of the year, the way he finished the season, okay, that was there, that was in there, and he was starting to figure it out. It looked a lot better than it did earlier in his rookie year. But I think over these next couple of years, that's why his, you know, year two, especially with more talent now around him. I know it's young talent, but you throw Jabari Smith into the mix there.
Yeah.
I'm just really interested to see what does that look like as he develops and learns the game more and learns like how his attributes factor into, you know, the whole calculus of it all. Like what to exactly do with what he does well, which is that first step. You know, he's got a good mid-range jumper. Made me nervous with the fact that his release on his jumper was like at his chin, like back, you know, kind of almost like middle school, like, you know, before you really start lifting weights heavy. So I'm kind of concerned about that. I feel like they addressed him and John Lucas addressed that a little bit, trying to make his jump shot release a little bit quicker, you know, because that honestly, it looked a little bit like premature, like a kid, almost like a kid shooting a ball.
Yeah,
that's my only real big concern is that. And I wouldn't even call that a big concern. You just you work on that.
That's just work. That's just hours in the gym.
Yeah.
And being willing to work. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. I think he has the tools. And all that comes with repetition. All that comes with playing the game more. So I'm excited for him. I think he can be a number one option.
So that's Jalen Green as the number one option on the contending team. Kevin Porter Jr. as a long-term piece, or at least extending him beyond next season.
No.
Buy or sell that?
No. Sell. I think it may come to a point where his craziness off the court will outweigh his talent on the court. And I just don't
know. To put it delicately, right?
To put it as nice as I can. I don't know if Silas or anybody else wants to deal with that consistently all year long.
Yeah,
I just don't see it.
To me, it's one of the more fascinating angles to the fascinating is probably overselling it, but something to maybe keep an eye out for with them in summer league is Ty Washington. What is the future with Ty Washington as far as point guard for the Rockets, and like how do they view him long term? Because I think that's going to factor into the decision about Kevin Porter Jr. And look, talented dude out of Kentucky, and I don't like holding Kevin Porter's like some of the, you know, mental and sort of emotional stuff against him. But we are at that point, though, where the rubber sort of meets the road.
Yes.
Of like, hey, it's time to pay or not pay.
Yeah.
Hey, it's time. Like, I like the fact that they wrapped their arms around him and this cool redemption story. They seem to have really good people up there with the whole interpersonal relationships and all of that, and then really invested in KPJ as a person. I like that. But hey, man. You know, this is a time to, you know, to really make some business decisions. And I think I'm right there with you. So far, it looks like we agree. We're buying Jalen Green as a number one option on a championship contending team, but selling Kevin Porter Jr. as a long term piece.
Correct.
Stephen Silas as a head coach. That's the other one. You mentioned that at the end of your point about KPJ. Stephen Silas, the head coach that leads the Rockets into the successful part of this tenure. Hopefully sooner rather than later.
No, I'm selling. Not a knock against him. I just think there will be a more attractive name out there that becomes open and that they will give the job to him. I don't think that Silas is a long term piece here, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I think he's just a guy to. And I like Silas. I just don't know if he will be the guy that will lead them to the success that we are used to seeing with the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I don't know how much it's going to have to do with how good or bad he is as a coach, unfortunately. Like, he got a bad hand dealt to him the first two
years.
So they were never going to be good his first 2 years here. They're not going to be particularly good next year. How long do you get to be the head coach of a bad team?
Yeah,
I think just the timing of it is just going to be unfortunate for him, where – Maybe he actually is good for the development of these kids. Maybe his temperament.
Yeah.
Maybe there is something there for right now. But I think that the life cycle of, you know, how bad they are, how long they're bad, is just going to be Stephen Silas is going to be on the wrong side of that. That's Cecil Shorts. I'm Brandon Scott. We are here for Clint Sterner and the show on Independence Day. We've been asking the question for a while now. Okay. What is a Pep Hamilton offense? Well, fortunately, we got Cecil Shorts here in the building here who can explain it to us. That's next on Sports Radio 16.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.